District 15. This bill this morning is a conglomeration of being put together by the Secretary of State's office, the Governor's office, the data processing, and it's a companion bill to the statewide voter registration bill, which is now in the process of going through the Senate. What this bill does is it allows a rebuttable presumption that you are not a registered voter if you are not registered in the county that you sign a petition that you're living in. Now, what happens is that doesn't mean you're going to be disqualified. That just means that the people who are verifying the petition, which are usually the people who the petition is taken out against, will have the opportunity then to return those petitions to the person that circulated them. So what could happen is if you circulated a petition and there was one name on there that was said you lived in Minnehaha County and you're not registered there, they would call you up and you would say, no, I'm registered in Lincoln County. And then they would verify that that's where your registration was and your name would be counted. Another problem is sometimes people sign the petition every time they see one. And we may have 25 Ed Olsons registered in Mitchell to sign that they were registered in Mitchell. And we could presume if there's only one Ed Olson registered in his district that there's only one Ed Olson. And then they would have to verify that there were 23 more of them living in there. And as the Secretary of State saw it as a fairness issue, that it's a fair way. There's never been truly a legal way to presume that you are not a registered voter to sign a petition. And that's merely what the bill does. And so now I will turn it over to Chris Nelson from the Secretary of State's office, if you would allow me. Thank you. I'll be here for questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. I don't know that I can really add much to what Representative Davis has already told you. We were happy to work with her on the bill. Probably the only thing that I would add is the give and take that she was talking about, making the presumption that a person isn't a registered voter and then gathering that evidence and proving, in fact, that they may be elsewhere. That would all take place in a court of law. This is simply a method for potential petition challengers to take their issue to court, and it really provides some fairness in the petition process. Thank you.
Are there other proponents for House Bill 1251? Proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to 1251? Opponents? Seeing none, I will close testimony and ask for final disposition of the bill.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Vitter, move do pass. Is there a second? Mm-hmm. Seconded by Senator Dietrich. Discussion or questions of the proponents? I just have a question. This won't hamper our people that will carry a petition now, I hope, just because that's...
No, ma'am, I apologize for sneaking out. I got another bill in another committee, but no, it won't hamper or change the petition circulation process other than it should put circulators on notice that the people signing them need to be registered voters.
Right.
And I think that's simply fair.
And it's the petition carrier's responsibility to make sure that it
yes.
they are.
Yes, that is
and
correct.
And that they only sign once.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions of the committee?
Sure.
Senator Reedy.
Just a comment. As Representative Davis said, if there were 23 Ed Olsons in one district, that would be a disaster.
We won't take a vote on that.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Olson.
It just goes to show you genetic engineering is alive and well.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, we have a motion on the floor and a second to do pass on House Bill 1251. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albert.
Aye.
Senator Dietrich.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Reedy.
Aye.
Senator Vitter.
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye.
Yes. It's been moved by Senator Dietrich, seconded by Senator Vitter, that 1251 be put on consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion.
Madam Chairman, I'm very serious about that. Anytime you have anything about a petition, I think it needs discussion. I really, truly do that. We've had a lot of bills about what the percentage should be and how we stand in the malls and collect signatures, and I think Senator Brown will do an excellent job in trying to, since he's got most of the Senate on the bill, he'd have to really blow up before this bill wouldn't pass.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is that a debatable
motion? No, that is not a debatable motion, and you don't have to substantiate your motions. Thank you. Better luck in the next committee.
Only 15 Ed Olson.
Moving along, we have... How